This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Last week, Kim Kardashian was giving out $500 gifts to lucky fans, but this week, it was back to normal. In yet another tone-deaf display, the Kardashian family showed off the expensive gifts they got for each other. The kid with the biggest haul was Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's daughter, Stormy, who got a pink Prada purse and her very own Cinderella carriage. Nauseating. Fresh from taking over family home entertainment centers with her vocal appearances in the Frozen films, Idina Menzel has a new web show aimed at kids and parents called Idina's Treehouse. Menzel said, quote, "In search of a little peace and quiet during lockdown and stressful homeschooling, I took refuge in my son Walker's treehouse," unquote. Idina, time to call your therapist. For fans of The Mandalorian, Christmas came early as director Robert Rodriguez joined the child, aka Grogu, for a holiday jam session. Rodriguez tweeted a video of him strumming the chords of his guitar while the child nods his head, smiles, and coos to the beat. So cute! Season 3 of The Mandalorian will come in December 2021. Looks like Rihanna and A$AP Rocky are a couple. The duo were spotted holding hands while heading to a catamaran sunset cruise in Riri's native Barbados. Rocky arrived on December 23rd to meet with her. A source said, quote, "They've been inseparable the past few weeks. It's a new relationship, but they both seem very into it," unquote. Yeah, for now. Tom Cruise is set to resume shooting Mission Impossible 7 in the UK, this time at Longcross Film Studios. Longcross used to be a UK Ministry of Defence site used to test army tanks, but has since been redeveloped as studios housing blockbuster productions including Skyfall, Thor: The Dark World, and Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's hope the crew behaves this time. Lil Wayne is disappointed at not receiving an invitation to the 2021 Grammys. He expressed his feelings of being snubbed on Twitter, saying, quote, "As an artist, when I see the Grammys coming up and I'm not involved nor invited, I wonder, is it me, my music, or just another technicality? Am I not worthy?" Unquote. Nope, not this year. Brian Austin Green and Dancing with the Stars pro Sharna Burgess sparked romance rumors after they were seen spending the holidays together. The Beverly Hills 90210 alum, 47, was photographed catching a flight with Burgess, 35, at LAX on Christmas Day while going through security and waiting in line at an airport cafe. I bet they won't mind quarantining together. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch has been sold to billionaire businessman Ron Burkle for $22 million. Burkle views the 2,700-acre property in Los Olivos, California, as a land banking opportunity. The businessman built his wealth by buying and selling grocery store chains and holds investments in U.S. and U.K. talent agencies. Diddly good. Chrissy Teigen says she's been sober for a month. The revelation came after the model posted a video of herself dancing and looking happy on Instagram. She's had a difficult few months, revealing in October that she suffered a miscarriage after experiencing bleeding during her pregnancy. She and husband John Legend have said they've been quiet, but okay. A month? Get back to us after a year. Jennifer Aniston is facing backlash for undermining the severity of the coronavirus pandemic with a festive Christmas ornament engraved with the message, "Our first pandemic, 2020. The Friends star shared the photo of the wood-carved ornament with her 36 million Instagram followers, which immediately sparked mixed reactions. Oh, come on, people, get a grip. It's funny. Jessie J was hospitalized after temporarily going completely deaf due to Meniere's disease. She said, quote, "I woke up and felt like I was completely deaf in my right ear and couldn't walk in a straight line. I know that a lot of people suffer from it, and I've actually had a lot of people reach out to me, so I've just been laying low in silence," unquote. We wish her well. I'm sorry, what? Prince Harry and Meghan Markle celebrated their second Christmas away from the royal family, creating their own Christmas traditions in California. The couple and 18-month-old son Archie spent last Christmas in a rental in Canada, but now they're settled into their $15 million Montecito home. Meanwhile, the Queen's Christmas video excluded Harry and Meghan. Now that's a royal snub. Diddy announced on Instagram that his annual New Year's Eve party has been canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The party, which Diddy has thrown for years, is typically a who's who of the entertainment world. Past parties have included Mary J. Blige, DJ Khaled, Fat Joe, and Meek Mill. This year, he'll be like the rest of us, watching the ball drop in his sweatpants. Shia LaBeouf is seeking long-term inpatient treatment and acknowledged that he needs help amid a lawsuit from his former girlfriend. Last month, FKA Twigs filed a bombshell lawsuit in LA County against the Honey Boy actor that accused him of relentless abuse. She accused LaBeouf of sexual battery, assault, and being in the trash bin way too many times. The trash bin. Hilaria Baldwin is defending her fluctuating Spanish accent and admitted that her name is actually Hillary. The wife of Alec Baldwin took to Instagram after a Twitter storm erupted following a tweet from user Lenny Briscoe that read, "You have to admire Hilaria Baldwin's commitment to her decade-long grift where she impersonates a Spanish person. Si habla española." The news wrap-up. The first streaming-only NFL game scored solid numbers for Amazon Prime. Vimeo will become an independent, publicly traded company in 2021. Zoom's Eric Yuan became one of the world's richest people in 2020 as COVID sent people rushing to meet on video. About 7 million metric tons of e-waste was produced in the U.S. alone in 2019, with only 15% of it being recycled. We can do better.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Wonder Woman 1984. Again.
The number one album.
It's Taylor Swift's Evermore. Again.
The number one app.
It's Crossfire. Again.
The number one book.
It's A Promised Land by Barack Obama. Again.
Kid Cudi is a successful rapper, but he's also a singer, songwriter, record producer, actor, and a record executive. Cudi's first mixtape in 2008 caught the attention of Kanye West, who signed him to his Good Music label. Cudi's debut studio album, Man on the Moon, The End of Day, was certified double platinum. This year, Cudi earned his first number one song in the U.S. with The Scots, a collaboration with Travis Scott. So far, he's sold 16 million records, won 2 Grammy Awards, and he's nowhere near done. From his new album, Man on the Moon 3, here's Kid Cudi with the song of the week, Tequila Shots.
As my mother's feeding by, I won't know. Asking God to help him, are you hearing me? Girl is telling me she don't know what she want. Lot of demons creeping up, the living underneath. Gotta take a minute, y'all, travel far. Feeling something, no, I can't ignore my instincts. Back just where I started, it's the same old damn song. It's I need trying to find it on the right track. Oh, wanna be just for the free act. Talk to him, he don't speak back. Can't lose, I'm in the third act. Hear me now, hey, this time I'm ready for it. Can't stop this war in me, can't stop this war in me, me, me. Hear me now, I'm ready for it. This fight, this war in me. This fight, this war in me. Me, me. I'm in before.
A perfect song to kick off 2021. That's Kid Cudi with the song of the week, Tequila Shots. Happy New Year and a final f*** you to 2020. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.